Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welterweight superstars return to the ring when legendary 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao meets 4-time champ Adrian the Problem Bronner. Two of the biggest stars in boxing, one explosive fight. Pacquiao versus Bronner. Saturday, January 19th at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. And right now, joining us is the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, Leonard Ellerbe. Mr. Ellerbe, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
My pleasure, my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to seeing Manny Pacquiao. It's been a couple of years, and I'm wondering now that he's 40 years old, what to expect. What do you think that the one of the greatest fighters of all time, whom, you know, ESPN has ranked in the top four as the pound-for-pound greatest of all time, 2 years off, 40 years old. What do you think?
Same old Manny Pacquiao, always electrifying, always putting on outstanding performances. This is a must-see fight. Adrian Broner, young, strong. And again, he's coming off of a fight against Jesse Vargas, where I thought he fought very well. This fight right here is guaranteed excitement because of their styles. Their styles, they mesh very well. With Manny being a come-forward, very aggressive fighter,
yep,
and Broner being a very sharp counterpuncher, it makes for a great fight.
I'm looking forward to it. And last time we saw Pacquiao, it was vintage. And as you said, he's a move-forward fighter, right? I rewatched the Lucas Matisse fight. He backed him up all fight. The whole fight had him walking backwards, you know. And so I'm hoping we see that same style with Broner. He's an interesting guy. He's no shortage of confidence, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. In the Matisse fight, Pacquiao was looking for the knockout, and he got his first knockout in several years.
Yeah,
and he's vowed in this particular fight that he's going to knock Broner out. So I'm pretty sure that we're going to see that same aggressive mentality where he's going to be coming forward trying to make the fight. And Adrian, you know, with a victory over Manny Pacquiao, that takes him to that next level.
Right. Because he hasn't really, other than Vargas, there isn't anyone really that stands out of his 33, you know, victories and 24 KOs, at least to me, more of a novice. How about to you? Any other ones stand out? This is the one, the marquee one that he has to have.
Well, he has several very good wins under his record. He's a 4-time world champion in
yep.
4 different weight classes.
Yep.
So he's been one of the most, not only polarized fighters that are out there, but he's been one of the most successful guys that of really this era when it comes to these young fighters that are out there.
Mm.
He's a very recognizable name with the public. He's done great rating. He's been the top ratings guy at Showtime for a number of years. And again, he's a must-see fighter.
Yeah.
And again, this fight right here is a must-see fight. It's an all-action fight. It's a great fight between two warriors, and we are very excited to be putting this fight on. We also have a terrific undercard. It's one of the best undercards I've actually seen in many, many years.
Let's talk about
it. Mayweather Promotions own Badu Jack, two-time world champion. He'll be vying for his third world title. He'll be fighting Marcus Brown, which, in my eyes, that fight right there might actually steal the show.
Mm.
That will be a very, very exciting matchup. And then we have a number of other exciting matches on the card. And again, this is a must-see card, and we're just excited to be involved in putting this great event on.
I'll be looking forward to it. It'll be on my TV for sure. be watching it on Saturday night. And another question I had for you, Leonard, is just a thought that brought up is, you know, Pacquiao's at 40 years old, and you expect the same old Pacquiao, as you said earlier on in the conversation. But, you know, Broner's in his prime, 29 years old, right? So, I mean, does that balance the scales in your mind at all?
Most definitely. And with Manny Pacquiao being a little older, he doesn't fight like that. He actually fights like he's 30 years old. You haven't really missed much with Manny. Obviously, he's not the same guy that we saw 12 years ago. But he still does everything very, very well. And when it comes to fighters of this era accomplishing the things that he's accomplished, there's no one out there that has done more than he has other than Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, for sure. And that was a classic fight, Pacquiao Mayweather. That's, you know, that goes down in history, and that was just a few years back. One of the, you know, the ones that stands out in the wrong column for Pacquiao, of course. But I was looking through some of his old fights and getting prepared to speak with you, and a couple of the ones that stand out for me with Pacquiao are Miguel Cotto and then Sugar Shane Mosley were, you know, epic fights for Pacquiao, and I'm hoping that we get the same kind of thing on Saturday night.
Yes, well, being a eight division world champion, the only one left in boxing, again, the accomplishments that he's had thus far in his Hall of Fame career has just been phenomenal. And with this fight on Saturday night, we know that he's looking to obviously put on a great performance, because he's eyeing for bigger fights down the road. Yep. With the likes of, you know, the Keith Thurmans, the Sean Porters, the Danny Garcia, Mikey Garcia, Errol Spence. So when we look at the welterweight division, there are a number of great fighters out there, and this is just a great time for boxing as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. The strength of the sport is in the middle, you know, with the welterweights up through the middleweights for sure. It's been that way for a while. You mentioned the guy Errol Spence, and I saw a comment that if Broner's able to win this fight, that Spence would, I think, happily welcome that fight. That would be a nice one to watch as well.
Yes, he takes on Mikey Garcia on March the 16th in a very exciting welterweight matchup, title fight. But both guys, this particular fight on Saturday night is a must win in my eyes for both guys to continue to fight the elite top fighters in the welterweight division, and that's what makes for, you know, both guys are very hungry and they want it really bad.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we've got a great undercard. We've got a great top of the card fight with Pacquiao versus Broner. Any last parting thoughts, Mr. Ellerby, on what we can expect on Saturday night in this Clash of the Titans?
Tune in Saturday night, 19 January. Manny Pacquiao takes on Adrian Broner in a must-see fight. Showtime pay-per-view.
Awesome. He's the CEO of Mayweather Promotions. It's Leonard Ellerby, and he is promoting, and we're talking about the upcoming welterweight superstars returning to the ring. Legendary 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao meets 4-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner, two of the biggest stars in boxing. It's one explosive fight, Pacquiao versus Broner, Saturday night, January 19th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Mr. Ellerby, I want to say thank you for coming on, and I'm looking forward to Saturday night.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.